So thanks for the introduction, Liz, and we're going to do this as a double act. So I'll start, and Bruce will come in halfway through. When we started this project, and I think when I spoke at Echo 11 just over 12 months ago, we were at this point. We asked the trusts in Cheshire and Merseyside who were interested to become part of the transfer of care around medicine. And we had 13 trusts who were interested. But at that time, we were talking about it, and we were securing the funding, etc. So, but to make sure that you can do such a project on a larger scale like we've done in Cheshire and Merseyside, we had to make sure the message was simple. And our message was key objective was to reduce hospital readmissions. Because when patients go to hospitals, often after going home, they get readmitted very quickly, especially if it's within the first 30 days, the trust gets penalized, etc., etc., etc. But then we had to make sure we have a good full buy-in from all the stakeholders, and on the next slide I'll tell you who the stakeholders are. We had to extensively consult at the beginning to get a full buy-in. We had to make sure the system we chose to roll this out across all the trusts could talk to all different parts. Unfortunately, in NHS, we like to do things differently in every trust. So not a single trust has got the same IT system. We just heard about Lorenzo, and that's what Warrington has. But that's Warrington's the only place in the whole Cheshire and Merseyside that's got Lorenzo. So then we got the funding from NHS England, and kindly Innovation Agency partnered with us. And we're now in the second year of running this project in partnership with Innovation Agency. These are the partnerships. These are the people who we extensively consulted. The patients actually could not really understand. They actually thought that the community pharmacies actually received their discharge information, what happened to them when they went in and out of hospital. And they were actually surprised. The hospitals were very keen. We had the Carter report, et cetera, so that it's really high up on the agenda of the hospital trust to reduce rates of readmissions, reduce number of errors. Community pharmacy were keen because often on a Friday afternoon, about 5 o'clock, community pharmacies, patients turn up saying, I've been out of hospital for a week, my medication's changed, but I haven't got any medicines. Because the doctor who just spoke before, he's been here, he's not been able to look at the discharge information. So it's really hard so that the system flows so that the patient could then actually, if the community pharmacy had access to that discharge information, would be able to make emergency supplies, et cetera, et cetera. GP practices would be able to get that support from community pharmacies because they are busy. There is the chance that they could pick by accident, issue a prescription the day before the patient got discharged, which has got the wrong medicines on it. So community pharmacy being able to pick that up quickly and turn that around is important. And obviously the health economy, CCGs, NHS would benefit as well. So the key benefits of ETCP, and I've introduced TCAM there, as Liz said, the transfer of care around medicine, it's really the key point is about improved patient safety and experience. And to sell this, you have to sell it on patient safety. It's not about paying people, et cetera. It's about driving up the patient safety. On the next few slides, I'll explain to you what we see now. The scenario is that when the patient goes in and out of hospital, the community pharmacy now gets a copy of the TTO or take out medication. And we've also have put in a support system because acceptance rate, as the previous speaker explained, that it's to getting that referrals accepted is really key point to any referral system. If you make a referral and nobody accepts it, you might as well not to. So we've got a support system to support the referrals, and if within 48 hours a referral has not been accepted by a community pharmacy, there is a gentle reminder, a phone call, talk to the pharmacy to make sure that community pharmacy accepts that referral. NICE Guidance 5, there was a costing statement in it, and these figures are taken directly from that using our local figures. I know all the figures are not there, but if you can see the bottom line, that's the key point. We annualized based on that costing statement that the number of admissions or unplanned admissions in Cheshire and Merseyside in all the trusts that are, all the acute trusts that are part of our project, is round about 360,000 mark. The document says that 6.5% of these patients would have been readmitted due to due to adverse drug reactions. Okay, and that's about 23,000 patients, and out of those, it's 72% of them would have been avoidable, which brings us to 17,000 admissions that could have been avoided due to adverse drug reactions. And who are the best people to deal with adverse drug reactions? It's the pharmacist. So connecting the pharmacist in the hospital setting to community pharmacy settings, making sure they can talk to each other and they can make sure that that patient journey is absolutely, it's a safe journey and it achieves the outcomes that the hospital wanted in the first place, it's really, really important. And potentially that would save in our health economy in a year 137,000 bed days or £36 million. That's at the upper end of what we could save. The same project on a smaller scale was done in Newcastle and it was evaluated on a smaller number of referrals. And that also, so the same number of unplanned admissions, that was a slightly number of targets for the referrals, producing a 5,000 bed day saved or 3.4 million in a year. So if you look at this, across Cheshire and Merseyside, we have two extremes. So we got potentially, at the minimum, we could save 5,316 bed days, or at the maximum, 137,000 bed days, or 3 million or 36 million. So I'm going to pass to Bruce now to explain to you a little bit more about the data we've collected since we've done that.
Thanks very much. This slide shows the hospital trust that we're already operating the system in. So these are the sites that are now sending electronic referrals to the community pharmacies across Cheshire and Merseyside. It's every pharmacy in Cheshire and Merseyside, so we've found a way of communicating with every single site. We've got we started in September last year with the Countess of Chester, and the last hospital that went live was St Helens and Knowsley, and that went live April this year. In the time that the system has been up and operating, up until the 1st of April this year, 988 referrals have actually been sent out. So these are patients that the hospital has identified that they need the community pharmacy support to make sure that these patients do not end up back in hospital because of medicine issues that they may potentially have. 90% of the community pharmacies that receive these messages are accepting them and doing something with them. And the calculated saving based on the Newcastle study of those patients so far is just under £500,000. We keep a track of that every month, live data, and we produce a dashboard which we share with our colleagues to make sure that we maintain that engagement as much as possible. The next go live sites are in Warrington, which will go live later this month, with Liverpool Heart and Chest. Then later on we will do the Royal, Alderhay and Leighton. So that still leaves us a few sites still to do. Those are very much work in progress, but it is a project that is at a large scale to do this one system across the whole of Cheshire and Merseyside.
Thanks, Bruce. So if we, this next slide is around what if we actually upscaled even this bigger than Cheshire and Merseyside? What about England as a whole, as a health economy? Okay, so the figures on the left column were the minimum and maximum savings in Cheshire and Merseyside. Okay, so if you the minimum and maximum, and if you upscale that to the England population, potentially in England we could save a minimum of 68 million or £750 million. By reducing risk of readmission from adverse drug reactions. And that's quite a good chunk of money. So really, really, it's important that patient safety, reducing medication errors, it's at the heart of what we're trying to do. And the cost of implementation, because I think I'm sure one or two people might have actually put it on the questions. What's it cost to implement this? For Cheshire and Merseyside, by the end of this financial year, the total budget is 361,000 from the start to finish, okay? Versus a minimum saving of 3.4 million. And if we upscale that for the whole of England, we're talking about 6.6 million investment to return a minimum of 68 million pounds. Okay? So for every pound, we will get 10 pounds back. If we were really hopeful and actually managed to get the nice information, for every pound, we would get 10 pounds back. But somewhere between 10 pounds and 100 pounds is the return on every pound investment in the transfer of care around medicine projects. So the recommendations I like to give you, and I like you to take it back to your organizations you work in across Cheshire and Merseyside and beyond into Lancashire and other parts of the country, is that we really need to make sure that all areas take up this transfer of care around medicine in the whole of England. We need to commit the funding necessary to implement it, because unfortunately nothing happens for nothing. And maximize the potential of the pharmacist, because these are the key people around. When it comes to medicine, the pharmacists are the best people to deal with medicines. I work in 8 GP practices as a pharmacist, clinical pharmacist. And all the discharges, etc., for the practices that have got a pharmacist in, the GPs actually pass those to the pharmacist, because they have got the skills to actually go through those discharges and make sure that they're accurately reflected in that patient's care. Thank you very much.